The National Park Service is the proud new owner of a Spanish-American war fort in Jacksonville. The North Florida Land Trust handed over the fort on Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody is interested, Ranger Craig and I are going to actually be shuttling some folks down to the site of the battery.
National Park Service staff are gathering at the fort on Friday to celebrate being able to preserve the historical artifact. Only 2 years earlier, it was privately owned and set to be demolished by a developer. That's when the nonprofit North Florida Land Trust bought the property, with $160,000 coming from the city of Jacksonville to complete the deal. Land Trust President Jim McCarthy says the 19th century gun storage facility played a significant role in the city's military history.
In those days, there would have been 26,000 troops stationed here, getting ready to free the Cubans from Spanish control. And at a time when the population of the city of Jacksonville was 12,000.
The fort was built on the St. John's Bluff in 1898 to protect those troops. Timaquan Preserve Superintendent Chris Hughes says the fort fits in with the overall vision of the 47,000-acre national park.
So in a way, this is another piece of the puzzle in, you know, collecting what will cohesively be, you know, America's heritage and our culture.
The National Park Service says the focus now is assessing the site's stability and potentially adding reinforcements before opening it to the public. That could take a couple of years. Abukar Adan, 89.9 WJCT News.